rate cards. You can see Dick Schulte today. We usually put the last order in on the last Sunday of the month, but that's Christmas Day. We understand that many will not be here on Christmas Day. So we'll take the ShopRite orders today, and then for those that will be here on Christmas Eve, Dick will have the orders for you. Also, after the pageant and the worship service ends, we will finish the decorating for our Christmas Eve service. So again, Dick Schulte would like some extra hands to put up the poles that go up and down the aisles for our Christmas Eve service. So if you're willing to stay and help out, please do so. We have two huge thank yous for today. One is a huge thank you to Amelia and for these lovely t-shirts that many of us are wearing today. This was the big fundraiser for our new scenery for our pageant. And also a huge thank you to Marianne Kerr. She writes the pageant and directs it and does all of the work for today. So a huge thank you to her. Today we are collecting something called the Christmas Joy Offering. This is one of the five special offerings of our denomination. This offering does not stay within the church. So if you would like to give to the Christmas Joy Offering today, you use the special envelope, and we've been doing minutes for missions. I think we still have one for today, but it goes to, no, not for today, okay. it goes to our schools. The Presbyterian Church is always good big in schools and hospitals. So it goes to our schools for culturally diverse young people, as well as to retired pastors or pastors that are facing times of hardship. So it goes to great causes. And
thank you. During this season of Advent, we have waited with hope, peace, and joy. We have waited and we continue to wait for God's love to be born into this world. We began the season of Advent with the hymn, O Come, Emmanuel, a hymn that echoes the prophet Isaiah's words, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel."
Emmanuel, God is with us. This is love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved from him.
Today we light a candle of love. When we learn to love God and love one another, what we share is the very presence of the divine.
Loving God, open us to your miracle just begun in the season. Transform us into those whose giving brings love to the turbulent world. Amen.
Number 44, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
1, beginning with verse 18. Now, the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Let us join together in the responsive prayer printed in your bulletin. Oh, that our tongues were like bells to ring out the joy,
and our hands like drums to beat a holy rhythm.
Oh, that our voices sounded like the heavenly choir,
and our feet were well enough to dance through the night.
Oh, that our knees were strong enough to kneel forever in wonder,
and our hearts could forever ponder the joy and share the love.
Holy God, take who we are and what we have to offer,
and raise us to stay facing along with the choir of angels in exaltation and joy.
Just as an angel appeared to Joseph, an angel also spoke to Mary. The angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Let us join together in our responsive hymn.
Thank you.
children's time today. So as we recenter ourselves, I'm going to throw the ushers off. At this time, I'll invite our ushers to come forth with the offering. Hear these words from the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver. Please pray for all those who deal with issues privately. Please pray for the family of Robert Bob Morris. Please pray for the Moss family. I also was able to get in touch with June Teets this week, and she is feeling much better and is looking to go to a rehab facility for a few weeks before she goes home. So continue to keep June in your thoughts and prayers. And a family member is getting cards from her house and bringing them to her. So if you want to send cards, please do so. Let us come before God this day in prayer. Ever merciful God, it is a special time of year, and yet it is a hectic time of year. Perhaps the snow ice yesterday slowed us down just enough. We pray for those that perhaps did not travel well in those conditions, for safety and for what it means to be on the roads in these busy times. But help us, loving God, to slow down, to be present with our family and friends, and to realize the preparations we make are symbolic of how the world was preparing its way for your gift to us. And so it is, sometimes we build ourselves on expectations and anticipation and find ourselves a little let down. Allow us to embrace special moments, like the gift of this morning, the joy of our children, their presentation of a God's holy story. Allow us to build our expectations on your message, not on that of the world around us. And so it is, we prepare our hearts for this day and for our young people and for this beautiful story that has been told for centuries. Because you believe in us, you believe in a better future for the world, and so you speak, you spoke, and you continue to speak into our future. We ask all of this in your Son's holy name. Amen. Let us join together and pray what Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now I will turn it over to our young people.
Thank you for joining us for our presentation of Three Noels, stories of the announcement of the Lord's birth in the future, past, and present. We hope you enjoy the show. Our first story is the story of the next Noel. In a future time and future place, and angels lets the people know of the birth of Jesus. Are you ready to listen?
Let's get to the airport. Our launch tomorrow leaves in 3 minutes, and we still have to go through security. That'll take a whole minute for sure.
Okay, I'm coming.
I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all
know. Today, in the town of David, the Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This is...
Sorry, long ago, rocket taking off. We'll have to hear about it on the news.
Snapchat by the Yankees. Did you see the mannequin challenge?
Killer beat by Bruno Mars.
There you have it. Today's Noah. I'm not sure we're that distracted. Really, we just...
Hello?
Sorry.
Kingdom will never end.
How can this be? I am not married.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God, for nothing is impossible with God. There is great hope.
I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
Mary is a good woman. I will not disgrace her. I will quietly leave her and bring her no shame.
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, for what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save all his people from their sins.
When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded, and took Mary home as his wife. Together, Mary and Joseph traveled a long, difficult trip to Bethlehem to register for the census.
Shepherds in the field nearby were keeping watch over their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, surrounded by the glory of the Lord, and they became terrified.
Oh, great angel, do us no harm. We are very afraid.
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you.
We hear you, angel. Tell us more.
He is Christ the Lord.
Let us find this child and see for ourselves with what the angel said is true.
Yes, let us follow the star to find the baby in the manger.
The shepherds hurried and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby just as the angel had said. They told their friends and returned glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard.
First of all, to the children, didn't they do a great job? And as I noted in the program, the work done for putting together the new backdrop was significant. And it took a lot of different talents. It took organizational skills, and it took design skills and construction skills, and a lot of people pitched in. And I'd like to thank some of them now. So I'm going to ask Amy O'Halloran if you would come up here for 1 second and be a runner for me. And Jensen, would you come up here and be a runner for me? Fine. Is Mr. Ritchie here? And Mr. Lansing? Thank you very much, gentlemen, for your help with the construction. Mr. Kerr, sorry, you got to go all the way upstairs for that one. And a special thanks to Mr. DiDomenico for his help straight back. The other two that I'd like to thank are Doug and Travis. Would you guys stand up? You should understand, Doug was key in the design. He really helped figure out the framing and all of that. It was awesome. And Travis was a big help with the construction itself. So thank you guys. I hope this starts off your toolbox sets. Also helping that night, Kirsten and Amelia, could you come here for a second? They're fuzzy socks. Kirsten was a big help, and as was Kim. I don't know where Kim is. Thank you very much for painting. And Amelia, I have to tell you, I have another gift for you, and unfortunately it's in my pocketbook, but this would not have happened without her. And I'm not kidding. She designed the ugly shirts. She put it up on the booster.com site. She helped market it internally, you know, within the church and on Facebook. She took care of the orders. She and her mother took care of getting you your shirts. She took care of making sure the money got to the church. She organized this and did a phenomenal job.
Bless and send us from
heard the story presented now through our young people. Will we be like the shepherds? Will we too hear the story and go and see? Let us hear these words from Luke 2. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly who was praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard about it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. So let us too go and tell it as we sing hymn number 29, "Go Tell It on the Mountain." Preparation, hopefully a week to take some time to ponder like Mary, who treasured everything in her heart. So as we go out today, let us go out knowing that God is with us. With God, nothing is impossible. And with God, we are called to bring out that gift of love to the world around us. And now may the grace and peace of God, the Father Almighty, the reconciliation of the Son, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit be upon each and every one, now and forever. Amen.